This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What I'm loving about seeing these theme songs progress is that at the end of the day, we now officially own the melody of "But You" by Paul McCartney. I think we really do.
I think we've not only taken it on as our own, but it's become more ours than it ever was.
It's more our, like, he couldn't even fathom having it as much as we now have it.
This is really good. I want to dance to this at the fucking shortstop.
Worst nightmare.
I liked it so much, and then I hated it so much, and then I liked it again.
I loved that.
Obviously.
That slapped, and then it went to another dimension.
I literally want a DJ to, like, mix Stronger and Fuh You. It went so well together.
Do you think, like, imagine if Sir Paul sat down with us, mm-hmm. and we just shared all of these with him. Like, do you think he'd be honored or offended?
I think he'd be indifferent. Like, he doesn't think about us.
Because it's like, we're like, look at all of these.
Yeah.
You didn't do those. These fucking rock and you didn't make it. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, he's one of the most famous musicians of all time. So it's like, it's not, the novel part wouldn't be that people are remixing his music because they've been doing that for 50 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was amazing. Who was that from? That was so fucking good.
That was from Abstract Shine. They want to plug their TikTok and Instagram at Abstract Shine. They make comedy and basketball content, and Amir follows them on TikTok. So shout out Abstract Shine. Go give them a follow.
That was fantastic. What I also loved, like, it, you know, of course, the "Hi, Jeffrey" is fantastic, but also Jeff's little reluctant "Hi." So, "Hi, Jeffrey."
Hi.
How are you?
I am a 10 out of 10.
I feel like I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't recorded since last Tuesday, and that's longer than it usually is. Usually it's like, yeah, it's every Tuesday or every Wednesday. We see each other at least once a week, and it's been over a week.
Well, how the fuck are you?
Really good.
Yeah?
Really fucking good.
Holy shit,
for a lot of reasons,
tell me.
No.
You crazy bitch, what's happening? You crazy little fuck. What's going on, you bastard? Come on, we're having fun.
No, you're yelling obscenities at me.
What's going on, B?
Oh, that's good. It's been a good 2 weeks, weirdly. Just like a lot of socialization. I Think You Should Leave season 2 came out. fucking awesome. Seen the first two episodes. Have you seen it at all?
Mm-mm.
You're going to wait like a year?
Well, Daniel and I have been catching up on season one of Pen 15, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Season one of Pen, so that's 3 years ago.
Absolutely, it is.
Got it. it's so fucking funny. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. There is a part where Marika sent me a clip from one of them where he's like, I just want to know if any of these fuckers... And she was like, 20 seconds in, this is the way you would deliver this line. And
yes,
I was like,
100%.
Yeah, I just love everything about everything Zach Kanan. I don't know how that you pronounce his name. Kanan, Tim Robinson, and Sam Richardson do. I want to be Sam Richardson.
Speaking of Sam Richardson, Werewolves Within.
Yeah.
Sam Richardson.
With I.
Josh Rubin.
Yeah.
In Milana. Theaters. Weintraub Inn. That's not her last name. I was just kind of fitting it to the inn.
When she goes about life, she's Weintraubin. How are you?
I'm great. God. yeah, I'm great. SNL tape submitted. So that feels good to be done with that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's signed, sealed, delivered? I'm so sorry to interrupt, but would you say it's signed, sealed, delivered?
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm Lorne's. hopefully.
That's really good.
So, second try's the charm. Yeah, so let's just say I got this in the bag.
Thousands of submissions.
So that's been good. That was fun to do this weekend, or I guess this will come out after the fact. So let me think about it. So this weekend Daniel and I are going to Viva Las Vegas for our anniversary trip, and we're going for Meow Wolf for Omega Mart, which is, if you haven't heard of it, it is Meow Wolf's latest immersive art installation that's at Area 15 or 51 in Vegas. We're very excited, and we decided, because it's like we have 2 hours free, we're like, we have 2 hours free on a Saturday,
yeah,
and it's gonna be so fucking hot, and so we're like, we'll gamble a little bit. We're gonna look like such little dweebs in like our N95s, like sitting at a slot machine. But, you know, what if we win big? And so now looking back on the weekend, so today is, it is Thursday the 8th at the time of recording. And so this comes out the 13th.
Yeah.
Looking back, I think we won it all. I think we absolutely, we hit every jackpot we could. We played blackjack, and we wiped the house clean.
We
really did.
I mean, it sounds crazy to say, but it's in the past and true, $1 trillion.
Yeah. But it's in the past and true. That's exactly right. We made $1 trillion on Saturday at noon in Caesar's Palace.
Is that the one you're going to go to, or you haven't decided?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't decided. We've been looking up cheapest blackjack tables to buy into.
Yeah.
I
think you got to go all in on the Hunnit. So put the 100 down, win that cash.
Or lose it immediately, and that's our whole gambling. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I'm excited. It's a little 4-hour drive. It'll be very fun. Listen to some music. Also, Elizabeth, who's been in New Jersey for about a month, she gets back the day we get back from Vegas. And so our daughter will be home, a family reunited at last. Her little Lil Bites brownies in the pantry are looking pretty lonely.
Oh, those are so concentrate.
So I'm good. It can only make me think of one thing at the end of the day. It's like everything we're doing is nice, but it can't beat...
The brick,
the build, the... lifestyle.
To be honest.
Lego
Land. Carlsbad, California. We're talking about, you know, they say Rome wasn't built in a day. Legoland was also not built in a day, but it was brick by brick.
It was brick by brick, absolutely. Yeah. Jeff, have you ever been to Legoland?
I have, for the better.
You have?
Yeah.
That's great.
Why is that shocking? Have you been?
No.
Really?
I have not, and I was the one who suggested this
It
topic.
Was, so I thought that you'd been. That for the better part of my childhood, I had a Legoland driving school license certificate in my kid wallet that I brought around that didn't have a lot of money in at all.
My kid wallet?
Brought it to school, though, and I bragged about having a Legoland driver's license. Basically, they teach you how to ride these little go-karts, and if you follow the course correctly, you get a driver's license.
Did you get, is your photo on it?
It was. I don't have it anymore, but yeah, at the time, my photo was on it.
That's really cute. How old were you to be able to go back to school and be like, I got my driver's license last week?
This would have been, God, when do you take the PSAT? Is that 10th grade?
I think so.
Yeah, so it would have been sophomore year.
So are the rides fun? Are they Lego?
They're Lego, yeah. Are they fun? I can't speak to it because the only part that I remembered was the driver's school.
That was very seminal for you. Seminal
it truly, there's Jeffrey before his Legoland driver's license and there's Jeffrey after. But there was the one other thing that I vividly remember is there's like a Lego town. There's like you can walk through and there's a bunch of like things built by, in you know, of Legos. And it's at the time it was my favorite toy was like building Lego sets. So it was fucking awesome. What's your lack of experience like with Legoland?
I was never really a Lego kid. I played with dolls. Yeah. I played with Littlest Pet Shop. I played Game Boy. I played Bratz. I played Barbies. But I was never a Lego girl,
I guess
really.
You just didn't have the architect's eye.
No, I didn't have the architect's. I had more of a. I was a storyteller. I really was. So you know, of course, my Littlest Pet Shops would date each other, and there was always the hot one.
What's that?
Yeah. Sorry. So
there was always the
no,
hot one.
But so.
You're under arrest.
But I do. I would be interested in Legoland only to like walk around. Like I think. People who can make giant scale Legos in Legoland, I think that's fucking incredible.
They're engineers. Like,
yeah, they are engineers. And so I would go to just walk around the land itself.
Yeah. The Lego, it doesn't even have to be Legoland. I would go to walk around land.
Jesus Christ.
I want to go on a hike.
You're a merman.
Yeah. do you want to start us off with our first review? I will say, too, we were, like, brainstorming back and forth, and then I went to sleep very early last night, which is also very unlike me, and so we were...
I was shocked to get a text from you at 8:30 in the morning.
I wake up at, like, 8:30. I just don't text anybody till 10. That's, like, 8:30 to 10 is my, for lack of a better term, me time.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was searching in your eyes for validation and acceptance.
I know, but what were you saying before that?
Oh, just that... We settled on Legoland like 4 hours ago, and then within 10 minutes, Riley said, "I have mine," and I was so shocked because you also the text right before that was that you wouldn't get to find them until like noon.
I know,
and then you found them within like 30 seconds.
Well, I didn't expect to stumble upon these, but they really just made me giggle.
This, but now that I've found it, I'm gonna marry it.
I'm gonna marry these reviews from TripAdvisor. Is that crazy to say?
That's bonkers.
Okay. This first review is from Corey S.
Salter. But no, let's go Samson. Samson went Corey Legoland. He took a slice of Lego bricks and went right back to land.
It's from Corey Samson of the Legoland in Carlsbad, California. Mm-hmm. This is 5 stars. There's also a response from Legoland.
Of course.
It's 5 stars. The title is amazing. Renata is the Lego queen and showed us a side of Lego we never knew existed. Could not recommend her tours more. 10 out of 10. Legoland California response. Hello, Corey. Renata is truly an asset to our team as she truly wants each guest to feel welcome and have a wonderful visit.
So?
She showed us a side of Lego we didn't dream possible. I mean, God, it's just like when I went, you know, kids on my deathbed, thank you so much for, you know, being here. I'm so grateful to have you all as my family. And I know you asked me, like, Grandpa Jim, you know, what were some of the best times of your life?
Of course, Grandpa Jim.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you asking me that, because when you get to be my age, it means a lot to be able to share stories of what really changed you. You know, meeting your grandmother, that was certainly one. Being there for your guy's birth, that was huge. You know, of course, that was a life-changing event.
Of course.
But I guess above all, and don't let your grandmother hear this.
Oh, no.
All
right? Did you have like a fling long ago as a kid? Yeah, tell us, Grandpa.
Oh, gosh. Well, now I'm blushing. I mean, I don't know if fling is the right word more than it was. God, sorry. It's just hard to talk about. My heart was opened in a way I didn't think possible. I was shown brilliance in the flesh that I still remember to this day. I know it's not around anymore, but Legoland is a place you think you know what you're getting into. And I took your mom there when she was little. We went on a tour, and our tour guide Renata L. She said, "Hey, Jim, would you like to see the real Legoland?" And I said, "Of course." So we left my wife and your mother to their own devices. They were getting their licenses and little go-karts. And she opened those doors, all right.
I'm so sorry, what do you mean? Yeah, Grandpa, what do you mean she opened the... Your ass?
I'll get to that. That was later. That was a little later.
Holy shit.
Imagine, if you will, we were walking through the park. She opens some real doors before the ass. She opened the real doors. And it was a real city. It was a real town. And she said, "Would you believe me if I told you this is all made out of Legos?"
And was it, I'm sorry, sorry to interrupt again, was it Legos, or did she open the door to the outside and show you California, and you believed her at face value?
We walked along the ramp of the Carlsbad Freeway.
Right.
And she said, "Everything that light touches is Lego." And I said, "Oh my God, you people are, how did you do this?"
You said, "Oh my God, how did you do this?"
And she said, "We're engineers." And I blew my mind, and I gave my heart to her that day. No woman had ever shown me that level of brilliance before.
Grandpa,
and so
that the Carlsbad Freeway goes right by the beach.
That's exactly right.
So you saw moving ocean water and thought it was made out of Lego bricks?
So you bring me to my next point. We went down to the beach, and I waded in the water. The sun was setting. I look at Renata, and she's sitting on the beach smiling at me, shaking her head. I shake my head back. I said, "You made all this?" Only the brilliance of God,
right,
could make something with this unbelievable natural splendor. I let the water and the sand fall through my fingers, and I said, "Lego?" And she looked at me, and she slowly unbuttoned her blouse, and she said, "Lego." And then we made passionate love that afternoon, and I said, "Lego?" And she took a chunk out of herself, and it was a brick, and she said, "Lego."
So many things that I take issue with. How tall was she? Because you said she took a brick out of her, and what was already a pretty concerning story about a person telling you the ocean was made out of Legos and you believing them, it now has me worried that it was not a real person, and you just made a you're holding up your fingers.
Charlie, my God, about an inch, I mean, and a she half. Was yay, yeah, high, yay high, right? But Charlie, I'm telling you this to share this with you, so that one day you can tell all your friends, my grandpa lived a life.
Right.
He saw things no one else has seen. I mean, I'm giving you these. I'm not writing a memoir. You guys are my living memoir. So I want you to hold this with you forever.
Your great is this your grandfather disappointing fought to you? In the war, and I think got a Purple Heart. You were lied to by a brick. And I think you put a Lego in your ass. I don't understand.
Oh, yes, I did forget to mention, yeah, she opened the doors. I did put the Lego in my ass.
Right.
You seem disappointed by the story.
I am.
And I should never have told you this. This is embarrassing. I can't believe I have a grandson who doesn't give a shit about the most beautiful thing I have ever seen created in the flesh.
You swam in an ocean with a Lego person, and that's the most beautiful thing you've ever... I'm sorry, but, like, did we sign the life support thing? Or did you sign it? Because I'd love to know if we... Where we
I'm
stand
not
on that.
Signing that shit.
Yeah, so you're going to be alive on... a respirator spewing bullshit.
I'll go when I let go.
Die. I unplug.
Renata.
Renata.
I'm coming.
Cut to your funeral. I mean, I don't mean this as a compliment. He died the way he lived.
You see a little Lego woman come down the aisle.
No fucking way.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like...
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes. Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel, like, there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
And we're brick.
This is a 4-star review from Asher G.
Asher.
My God. All right. Asher Guh. This is the most down the middle review I've ever heard. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
4 stars. We visited where the main park was closed, but they had portions open for Thanksgiving, and the highlight was visiting Miniland. The kids enjoyed it. We were there for 2 hours, roughly.
I mean,
So Asher Guh, thanks so much for meeting with me. I'm obviously, you know, the admissions counselor here at Elon. We loved your application.
Oh, thank you.
The only thing that I wanted to know, this is just something that I'm asking everyone that we're interviewing. What's something you're the most passionate about in the world?
God, I mean, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I should have prepared for this.
No, you don't have to prepare. You know, just like, you know, off the top.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
No, yeah. Don't be nervous. Like, you're basically in, this is your admission to lose. Just anything, the thing you're most passionate about. Everybody has one.
Something that I'm really, really passionate about is that feeling, you know, that feeling when you wake up and you get out of bed and you have a glass of water.
Oh, that's it. Like when you're really thirsty?
No, it's like, you know, it's like when you're satiated, but it's like, oh, I know I should, if I'm going to have a coffee, I know I should have another glass of water to hydrate my system before I make some coffee.
Okay.
You know that feeling, right?
Like, I know it. You said you were nervous. I think that maybe that got to you. Like, let's just any hobby, right? And anything that's not, you know, drinking water.
Oh, I never said drinking water was a hobby. You asked what I was passionate about. But totally hobby.
Yeah.
Hobby. My God, I mean, there's so many to choose from.
It doesn't have to
right?
be a hobby. I'm just saying something a little bit more involved and passionate. Like, it's hard to be passionate about water.
Well, you asked. Sorry. It's
you answered it bad. Like, I don't know what else to.
No, absolutely. God, something that really just lights my fire. Passion that brings me joy, that lights me up, that gets me going.
There you go. Now you're feeling it.
Oh my God. I feel really excited to answer this one. My God. Okay. You know, when you go through a car wash. And it's not the car wash itself, but at the end, you're driving, and it's like, you know that my car is clean. Like, people are looking at me like I have a clean car. That feels really nice to know that my car has all the dirty stuff off of it.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Additionally, my other answer is when I kiss.
All right. I guess we can hear more about that, but we do have to, when you kiss, do you have a girlfriend?
I would love to one day.
Have you kissed?
So I was going to expand on that. Thank you for asking. It's like when others kiss, when you kiss, like I get the feeling of like, oh man, I would love to do that. It's so nice. I'm so happy that people get to have that.
I had a meeting come up. I had a meeting or something.
Well, what are your hobbies? I just want to get to know about at least something about you before I go.
You just lost admission. I'm so sorry.
Is there anything I could say to change your mind?
Well, maybe.
What about, I love the feeling of being a fucking man. I love waking up in the morning and knowing that I'm a rough and tumble guy. I drink my water. I imagine kissing. I get my car washed. And then I fucking rule the world. That's what gives me energy. That's what gives me, I'm so happy. Am I in?
No, that was a horrible answer. That was very toxic masculinity boiling up.
Lie.
You're yelling at me.
I love being sensitive. I don't know how to be. I've been trying to be the perfect kid my whole life, and now I don't know who I am. That's why I want to go to college, to kiss, to have a dirty car, to maybe not drink as much water as I should in the morning.
Fine. You're in.
I lean in for a kiss.
No.
Okay.
You gotta know when someone's into you. That's probably the first thing. Like, I can teach you how to kiss, I guess. No, I can't do
really?
That. No, that's against a lot of rules. Get out of my office.
I can teach you how to kiss, I guess.
Your next review.
Okay. This is from Jen H.
Jen Harsh,
1 star. The title is traumatizing.
We have the same one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. No. To start a review with no. No. Please be safe and watch your children. My son got stung by a... Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I also just want to preface this by saying there's no punctuation.
None. It's one run-on sentence. I don't know if their keyboard was broken.
No. Please be safe and watch your children. My son got stung by a bumblebee. Medic didn't even take him to a private area to be properly examined. The staff did not even offer us ice. It's been 3 days and no one has even reached out to us. When I called today, they told me I have to wait to be emailed. My son is traumatized and does not even want to go outside. Also, I explained to the right operator that my son got sting on the ride and they did not even close it off, nor did they get the dead bumblebee out of the attraction. Yeah, that's right. My son had to pull a bumblebee out of his mouth and step on it. He was still swollen 3 days later, and Legoland could not care less. So disappointing. The situation was handled so poorly, we traveled all the way from San Francisco.
So you ate a bee, and you're blaming it on fucking Legoland.
Didn't shut the ride down. It had nothing to do with the ride. He was in the wrong place, the wrong moment, and A to B.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Is this where we lodge complaints?
Oh, yes, it is. Hello.
May I sit?
Absolutely, you may. Sorry, let me just tidy up my desk a little bit. Hello, how can I help you?
You can start by shutting down the Legoland, the movie, the ride.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Was there an accident?
There absolutely was. And you guys,
okay,
I believe, are liable.
Well, if you could give me a detailed account of what went wrong in the ride, I will be happy to contact maintenance and ask them to shut it down if I deem it necessary.
The ride is the reason why I'm having a rash.
Okay, the ride is the reason you're having a rash. Was the ride overheating? Was that affecting your body at all? I know that sometimes if the ride's on for a long time, it can maybe... No, it wasn't.
I was stung by a bee on the ride. And so that's your fault.
You know what? I am so terribly sorry that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
The bee is not a part of the attraction.
Then explain to me why it stung me multiple times on the ride.
I couldn't tell you why that happened. I am very sorry. I've actually never heard of a bee stinging someone multiple times.
I've also got a couple of complaints about your food. Because after the ride, I tried to get myself a Lego ice cream bar. And it really hurt to eat.
Was it maybe because you were experiencing swelling from the bee stings?
It was.
Okay. So I am so terribly sorry. We actually have a line forming outside. The bee sting, our park is outside. So that is a risk that you are willing to take. You know, bees live outside. And so it just seems like you were wrong place, wrong time. And I'm so sorry about that.
By the way.
But thank you so much for coming.
The little photo booth near the entrance. I want my money back from that photo. Because when I smiled, all I saw were bee stings on my gums.
So the bee stung the inside of your mouth?
Yes.
My God, that must have been so painful. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, it was tasty. I mean, it hurt, yeah.
I cannot do anything for you. It seems like you liked eating a bee, and that's probably what was why it was trying to sting its way out of your mouth as you tried to chew and potentially swallow it. Yes, you're not shaking your head no, so I'm guessing that's what's happening. This is not a complaint that has anything to do with our park or our management, so I will kindly ask you to leave. As, like I said, we have a line forming outside.
I take out a scorpion.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's happening in your office. God. It's happening in your office. You're liable. You're liable.
No,
you're liable.
Oh my God. Put it on.
Oh no.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I tried prying it off. Are you okay? We need a medic.
Where did you toss it? I grab it again, put it back in.
No.
I haven't made rent in 4 months. I need cash fast. And I had a friend tell me that if something awful happens to me at an establishment with a lot of money behind them, I can sue.
We're in Legoland. We're broke. I can't help you. We are situated 30 miles away from Disneyland. You think we're making any money?
Damn it. I got my lip stung by a bee and a scorpion for nothing.
Cut to me in a Disneyland complaint office. Knock, knock.
Hi. Yeah.
I take out a piranha. Give me $25,000 right now or I will tell the world that this fish bit me on your property.
Well played. I'll do $30,000 for that.
There's actually... We have a budget for this.
You from Legoland?
Yeah, we got a Codel. Yeah. Should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This shook me all week long.
I can't feel my lungs.
You're not supposed to be able to feel your lungs at any given time.
Succession season 3 trailer dropped the other day, and I can't fucking wait for that show to come out. I'm so excited about Succession Season 3 and Ted Lasso. I mean, my God, I'm spoiled.
It's a field year.
It's a field year.
It'll yield fear.
It will absolutely, Logan Roy will absolutely yield fear. I cannot wait. The teaser looked incredible. They're all just fucking little monsters who I can't wait to watch. Oh, I am ashamed by how much of a high hearing the song gave me. Like, and seeing that. Oh, God. It was really doom, ding. I am happy now with the trailer.
Flared jeans.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
I put this, this was my staff recommendation for the HeadGum newsletter this week. So if you're not on the HeadGum newsletter, sign up somewhere on HeadGum's website. But flared jeans are back.
They really are.
I wore bootleg corduroys to a 4th of July barbecue, and it was absolutely freeing. I mean, everybody knows about my thankles, and the thing about flared jeans is that they make my thankles a thing of the past, and so are the jeans. But I do feel like fashion is cyclical, and long hair is in, and now I feel like bootlegs are there to follow. I'm all in. I ordered some flared jeans. They're not exactly the style that I wanted, because they have this like line down the middle of them that make them look pleated, which I hate. But you know what? Yeah, you got to start somewhere, and I really scoured Etsy.
You got to start some flair.
Nice. That was so good. I scoured Etsy, and they just don't have shit. It's very hard to find jeans from the 60s and 70s like I want.
I am thrilled for you that you have the height to pull off flare jeans.
But you wear flare pants and they work.
I don't wear flare pants. I wear wide leg pants. I wear wide leg pants. So I don't wear them that are skinny until they flare out at the bottom.
But what about that suit that you have?
Those are not flare.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. They're absolutely not flare. No, it's okay. I don't have the height to pull that off because it's like the flare at the bottom shortens the leg.
Really?
For me.
Oh, okay.
For a 5 foot, 4.5 person. I could be wrong, but they do not look good on me. I barely have any leg at all. And so they make me look like I have even less so. So I'm thrilled for you. I will live vicariously through you. You sent me a photo of pants the other day. Is that the one that, are those the ones that you bought?
So I'm going all in on flares. That's actually the second flare.
Got
of
it.
Many.
That's great.
And I told a friend of mine that I'm getting into flares, and she said, I like straight leg jeans. So we'll see how it works out for me.
But I think you can pull off flare.
I did that Pandemic at the Disco Halloween costume, and those had flared pants, and I just had so much fun wearing them. And then they're just fun. They're just cool.
Wear whatever you like. Wear whatever makes you feel fucking confident.
No.
That's why
I gotta fit in a box.
No, my birthday party theme couldn't really do one last year, but this past year, this year and the year before that,
yeah.
My theme... I've just been wear whatever makes you feel fucking hot. Like that's my favorite. It's just like, see, it's like specifically asking people to be like, wear whatever makes you feel like.
Was that the theme of your birthday? Because I wore a pretty down the middle outfit.
It was the theme of my birthday.
You didn't tell me that.
I absolutely did tell you that.
Well, you might have told me, but I didn't know that was the theme. If that was the theme, I would have worn the sweater that I was going to wear but didn't because it was very flashy and I didn't want to take away from your night.
Listen, Jeff, if you think a sweater can take away from me being the birthday girl, then what the fuck does that say about me?
You didn't see the sweater.
I did see the sweater. But if I can be upstaged by you in a sweater on my birthday.
I think anyone would have been upstaged by me in that
shit.
Cardi. That Cardi G.
That Cardi Jeff.
That's good. What if I did Vegas for my birthday this year?
How would you do it?
Well, it would be called Vay Jeff.
Let's get that straight.
That's not answering my, that doesn't answer my question.
I would just like get a suite. I don't know, because aren't hotel rooms in Vegas like cheap because they want you to spend more money at the casino?
I don't, that's the thing, Jeff. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it. If not there, then, well, Tahoe.
If not there, then, well, somewhere.
Then, well, Flagstaff. You can follow Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram, at Review Review, and the show on Reddit, r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram, at Jeffrey James, and on Twitter, at JeffBoyRD. Should we thank some podcasts?
Let's do it. Thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Aaron, I can tell the future. See, I knew you'd say that, Coogan.
New patron, I think.
New patron.
Unless it's just, was Aaron before. Anyway, Adam New Shatron.
God damn it. Agent Michael, somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
A co in the key of, well, gee.
Alan. Ugh. My potty humor isn't
crap. Nice. Alex Witch.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bitch, I'm a Madonna.
Bob, use promo code BUEL on Manscaped for 20% off. Don't use that. It won't actually work. Do anything.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Kerbic Trico Smart Set Wiper Blades.
Damian Kirk, my all-time least favorite nephew.
Daniel, keep my pretty name out of your mouth, Clough.
Devin.
Dorian Randall.
New patron?
No.
No. Douglas Pimlott, who is, and this is completely off book here, our absolute least favorite VI podcast.
Every week I stare at the profile name box and I freeze. I'm not funny or creative enough to come up with a good name. And that just cuts off. I don't know.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Gray Sarpo. Yeah, I'm married. It must suck to be alone, Jeff.
Holy shit. Greg Berg with a bunch of crazy characters. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Hallie, # I stand with my twin Gray, # I love you, Eric Crust.
Holly.
Hunter B.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Kwan.
I think that's a new patron.
New patron?
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Radish.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jasper Jeffrey James. Well, James.
Just from an oral perspective, that's the worst series of words I've ever heard. Jesse, a Terry rope for this merry bro, makes the ladies say, oh, hello, Tipton.
Jab Gosley.
Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Owis.
Lake Tahoe, but less ho and more ta-ta, bitch. Respect my wavy ass. You were inside of me.
Lauren Malang.
Let's talk about Gray Baby. Let's talk about reviewing. Let's talk about all the good things Mr. Tuesday Night can bring. So.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Olizawa.
Michael Begel.
Nate Fortius.
New page.
Nolan Murphy is now Matthew Hasty Murphy. Figured I'd take this new name since Gray isn't using it anymore. Signed, well, me.
Nothing sometimes will be the next host of the HeadGum Podcast, like soon.
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams strongly desires a hoodie. That's all he has ever wanted.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildum.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
This vagabond horse is longing to nene.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
So thank you guys all for subscribing at the highest tier. If you also want access to bonus content of various shades, patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. If not, we'll see you guys again next Tuesday.
I will have won a jackpot.
Riley will be a millionaire.
I will have counted cards.
Yeah. And broken hearts.
Broken hearts.
Yeah.
I will break the hearts of the casino managers at various casinos down the strip.
One by one, you keep hitting the jackpot.
They're like, we gotta get her out of here.
It is funny that counting cards is not illegal, but you can get kicked out.
That's like, that doesn't seem fair because that's just playing well. That's literally just doing well at the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.